Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at the Print, and today I'll bring to you my analysis on why the Modi government is seeking to overrule states on central deputation of IAS officers. Seeking to overcome the dire shortage of IAS officers in the central government, the Modi government has proposed tough new rules that will take away the power of states to veto New Delhi's request for officers. The proposal has already sparked controversy, with West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee lodging her protest with the central government, and more non-BJP ruled states could follow. In a letter to the chief secretaries of all state governments dated 12th January and titled as Proposal for Amendments in IAS Cadre Rules 1954, the Department of Personnel and Training said that an officer who the centre wants on deputation would stand relieved from his or her respective cadre even if the concerned state government disagrees or doesn't give its consent within the specified time. This letter, which the state received early this week, is an extension of an earlier amendment proposal that was sent to them 3 weeks ago. In the first proposal, the center asked the states to specify a certain number of officers who they would relieve for central deputation. The Print has exclusively accessed both proposals. According to sources in the union government, these amendments will be tabled in the upcoming session of parliament, which will begin on 31st of January. Ahead of this, the centre has sought the state's response before 25th of January. The first amendment proposal was sent to the states on 20th December and they were asked to respond by 5th of January. Subsequent reminders seeking a response were sent on 27th of December and 6th of January. The initial draft proposal dated 20th December says the actual number of officers to be deputed to the central government shall be decided by the central government in consultation with the state government concerned. And in the case of disagreement with the concerned state, the matter shall be decided by the central government and the state government concerned shall give effect to the decision of the central government within a specified time. However, in the latest letter, the Modi government has tweaked its draft proposal. In specific situations where services of cadre officers are required by the central government in public interest, the central government may seek the services of such officers for posting under the central government and the state government concerned shall give effect to the decision of the central government within the specified time, says the latest proposal. It further adds, whether the state government concerned does not give effect to the decision of the central government within the specified time, the officers shall stand relieved from cadre from the date as may be specified by the central government. Senior civil servants feel that with this amendment, the state's power to veto an IAS or IPS officer's central deputation or issue an objection or no objection notice stands defunct. The amendments evoked a mixed response from different sections of civil servants. According to a senior IAS officer, this amendment actually questions the state's jurisdiction over its cadre officers. The IAS rule says that the center recruits the officers, but when they are allotted their state cadres, they would come under the state government. This is how the federal structure works. If the center now takes the power of retaining an officer from the state, then it can any day recall any officer if it wants. That is all the new amendment says. This can be used for political interest and to intimidate the state cadre officer, feels the retired IAS officer. However, another section of officers think that the center has brought in these rules to ensure it has enough civil servants to run the union government. The center has been facing a huge crunch of IAS and IPS officers as the states do not want to release their cadre officers easily. I checked a few days ago, the center has positions for around 645 IPS officers, but it has only around 395 officers currently serving. The situation is similar in the IAS cadre also, added a senior IPS officer who is serving under the union government. Meanwhile, states ruled by opposition parties have begun to voice their objections to such amendments. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was the first to write to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, registering her protest to the first amendment. Sources at the Bengal State Secretariat claim that she is likely to send a second protest letter concerning the latest proposal, which she thinks is more draconian in nature. A senior officer in the Bengal Chief Minister's office claimed that Mamata had already spoken to some opposition states in this regard, and the Tamil Nadu government is also expected to send a protest letter. Calling the First Amendment against the spirit of cooperative federalism, Mamata Banerjee wrote that the amendment upsets the time-tested harmonious arrangements which have existed between the centre and the states in the matter of posting of IAS and IPS officers. Mentioning how the centre could overrule a state's jurisdiction over its cadre officers through the amendment, she added, such amendments seem to make a permanent dent in the spirit of cooperative federalism and the consultative approach. She sought the PM's intervention to maintain the existing rules that were violated by withdrawing, not giving effect to the proposed amendment. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in days to come. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.